सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम्। ॐ गणानां त्वा गणपतिगुं हवामहे कविं कवीनामुपमश्रवस्तमं ज्येष्ठराजं ब्रह्मणां ब्रह्मणस्पत आन शृण्वन्नुक्तिभिः सीदसादनम्। ॐ श्रीमहागणपतये नमः। ॐ भद्रं कर्णेभिः शृणुयाम देवाः भद्रं पश्येमाक्षभिर्यजत्राः स्थिरैरङ्गैः सुष्टुवागं सस्तनूभिः व्यशेम देवहितैर्यदायुः। स्वस्ति न इन्द्रो वृद्धश्रवाः स्वस्ति न पूषा विश्ववेदाः स्वस्ति नस्तार्क्ष्यो अरिष्टनेमिः स्वस्ति नो बृहस्पतिर्दधातु। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। हरिः ओम्। सो वी आर स्टडिंग गणपति अथर्व शीर्ष उपनिषद। दिस इज अ शॉर्ट उपनिषद, शॉर्ट कॉम्पोजिशन ऑफ श्री गणक ऋषि, एंड ही actually could see Lord Ganpati in front of him when he composed this particular Upanishad. So he starts by praising Ganpati, and last week we had studied about how Bhagwan Ganpati manifested, even though he is that all-pervading infinite Brahman, but when he manifested, that story everybody knows. So we studied that, and who is Ganapati? He is the head of the Ganas. And then we studied the Shanti Mantra, Om Bhadram Karnebhi Shrunuyama Devaha Bhadram Pashye Makshabhirya Jatraha. So Gurudev in his commentary on this says that Bhadram Karnebhi, may we hear what is auspicious, but to hear auspicious, you have to speak auspicious, because when you speak, you are the first one to hear it. And Bhadram Pashyem Akshabhirya Jatraha, may we see everything that is auspicious. To see auspicious, we have to do auspicious. That's what Gurudev said in one of the commentaries. And then the Rishi invokes all the Devas, Indra, Surya Bhagwan, and Garud Bhagwan, and so on. And then last week, we studied the infinite formless aspect of Bhagwan Ganapati, who is the Tattvamasi, who is the essence of the entire creation. And he is the Karta, Dharta, and Harta. So he is the creator, sustainer, and destroyer of the whole universe. And as we had studied, when we are worshipping one particular aspect of God, we consider that as supreme, and all the others as manifestation of that. So he is the supreme Brahman and my own Atma. So this is what we had studied last week. And now we will see how the devotee asks for protection. So that is verse number three, mantra number three. Harsha Ben, you want to repeat after me, number three? You can unmute. You have it? Avatvam mam.
Avatvam mam.
Avavaktaram.
Avavaktaram.
avashrotaram
avashrotaram
avadataram
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 avanuchanam avshishyam
avanuchanam avyam shishyam
avapaschatat
avapaschatat
avapurastat
avapurastat
avotaratat
avotaratat
avadakshinatat
avadakshinatat
avachordvatat
avachordvatat
avadharatat
avadharatat
sarvato mam pahi pahi samantat
sarvato ma pahi pahim samannatat.
Yes, so here the devotee is asking Bhagwan Ganpati for protection. So ava means please protect. Avatvam mam, so you protect me. Now why does he ask for protection for himself? We think protection means from the world. You know, may the world not bother me, may my circumstances. But he says, no, that is not the problem. The problem is my ego. So he says he asks for protection from his ego. May my ego not manifest, because it is the ego that responds to all failures, all limitations. You know, why am this happening to me? And then we blame our circumstances. You know, I would love to do sadhana, but you know, the house life of a householder, grahastha, is so difficult. I have so many responsibilities. I have so many. So it is the ego that is an obstacle in our spiritual journey. And so that is what we blame. And what happens is that we start very enthusiastically. From tomorrow, I'm going to get up at 5 in the morning and meditate and all this. And then you know, one day I get up and then second day, you know, if 5 is too early, 5:30, then 6, 7. So Gurudev says it very beautifully. He has written a book, which he says, hasten slowly. What it means is it is good to have enthusiasm and energy, but if you start too much, you know, start doing too much right in the beginning, and oh, I'm going to study so many hours. So you have to slowly get into this, but it has to be sincere and consistent. It should not be one day a lot and then second day less, but consistently, slowly, daily doing that. There was one devotee who Puja Guruji met him. He said, how is your Gayatri mantra, you know, chanting going? He said, Guruji, I did 100 times, 108 times today. And then yesterday I had done, you know, 216. So Guruji says, it's not good in Hindi. Din mein 10 laddu khane ka maja nahi hai. Ek ek laddu khao, jyada maja aata hai. What it means is don't try to eat 10 laddus in one day, but better eat one day at a time. So go slowly and consistently. So then that is called protect me and protect my enthusiasm. Because what happens is that a person who thinks that he's sattvic cannot be helped. If he says, oh, I'm already sattvic, I already know it, But if a person says, you know, yes, I have some tamas, I have some rajas, I need to improve, then such a person can be helped by the guru. So that's what he says. May I not get so overconfident about my abilities? May I surrender to the guru? And as we progress spiritually, what will happen is that these subtle defects will come out. And that's what we need to ask Bhagwan to clean up. The example I heard is that in India, you know, these auto mechanics, their clothes are so dirty, covered with oil because they sleep under the car. And the same overall they wear every day, you know, to cover their clothes. And that is full of black and dirt. And so for them, anywhere they sit on the ground, it doesn't matter. Why? Because the overall is already so dirty. But a person who, after he gets washed up, he goes home and he's wearing a white kurta pajama, and then he has put a fountain pen and the fountain pen leaks, then immediately that becomes so noticeable. So similarly, you and I, when we have a lot of tamas and rajas, you know, it can be helped. But once we get more subtle in our thinking, then even small defects become very noticeable. So he says, Bhagwan, please help me so that I may not fall into this trap of overconfidence. May I always be alert to my defects and clean them, wash them. So ava tvam mam, you protect me. Then he says, ava vaktaram, please protect the teacher, the speaker. So he said, why does the teacher need protection? Teacher does not need protection. Teacher needs protection from our inability, because he will go on repeating the same thing again and again and again. And we have been listening for 30 years. Still, when we come to the teacher, we ask the same basic questions, you know, how to do this, how to do. So it says, save the teacher from headache. So then may he not get impatient with us, and may our understanding of the teacher be clear. So protect the teacher from us, from our ignorance. Then he says, our shrotaram, that we had already covered in detail last week, that what is the right way to listen? The right way is to listen without any preconditions. Also, shrotaram means our sotaram. Please protect me from sleep, because in listening, we are likely to fall asleep. So he says, ava shrotaram, and that we had covered in detail last week, so we won't do that. Ava dataram, protect the giver. Now, why does the giver need to be protected? Because a person who gives, why does he give? One is, of course, protect, that I may not get arrogant when I give. But the giver, the reason he is giving is because he himself has gone through the journey and he has found that there are obstacles on the path. And so true giving is where you help others to overcome obstacles on the spiritual journey. So the example they give is Amarnath. You know, people who have walked to Amarnath, they have so much difficulties and so many problems that then they realize, you know, people who are coming after me should not have those problems. So on your way to Amarnath, we'll find a lot of stations where these devotees sit and serve food 24 hours a day. Food means, you know, lavish meals. So the idea is that a person who has progressed on this spiritual path and others who are coming after him, he wants to help them on the spiritual journey. That is true giving. Financially giving and food giving is good, but the true giving is to help others on the spiritual path. And then it says our dataram, another giver is parents. You know, we give to our children, we do so much for them and we help them in their education. So why do parents need to be protected from anxiety and frustration? Why do we get anxious and frustrated? Oh, my child doesn't do as well as, you know, other children, and or he's not progressing or she's not doing well in this or that. So may the parents not get anxious and frustrated, and also may parents not do with the expectation of getting back. We say, I have done so much for my son, he doesn't even call me, he doesn't even respect me. You do it because it is your duty without any expectation, without any anxiety and frustration. So he says, protect the giver. So for these, so the teacher and the parent. Then our dhataram. Dhataram means the one who sustains. So in me, there is a zeal, there is an enthusiasm to progress spiritually. So please maintain that enthusiasm, that zeal, that desire. That's why in Swami Vivekananda, he says, you know, arise, awake, stop not till the goal is reached. And that comes from Kathopanishad, Utishtha Jagrata, Prapya Varan Nibodhata, Churasya Dhara, Nishita Duratyaya, Durgama Pathas, Tat Kavayo Vadanti. So it says, Utishtha Jagrata, wake up, get up, and Prapya Varan, and having obtained a guru, learn from him or her, Nibodhata, and live your life very carefully, because it is like a razor's edge, Churasya Dhara. If you slip, you can get hurt. So when you're on the spiritual path, be very alert. And remember, the path is difficult, but it can be done. Great masters have shown us the path. So it says, may I maintain that inspiration. Now, how do I maintain the inspiration? When it comes from within, if it is borrowed, the enthusiasm will not last. So say I go to a lecture and I listen from Swamiji, oh, you should, we are very enthusiastic. How long does the enthusiasm last? Till I go out of the hall and put on my chappals, and by then it is gone. Some people, by the time they reach home in the car, it is gone. Next day, so forget it. So the enthusiasm should come from within. It should not be borrowed. And only then my enthusiasm will be maintained. And that's what he says. How should I maintain? By constantly remembering the Lord. And it is said in Vishnu Purana, Vishnoho Vismriti Dukhasya Karanam. What is the cause of sorrow? Forgetting Vishnu. Vishnu here means, what is the goal of my life? May I maintain that? And then it says, Avanu Chanamava Shishyam. Please protect. Ava means protect. Anuchanam is guru, and Ava Shishyam. Protect the guru and the Shishya. And that's why we chant Om Sahana Bhavatu Sahana Bhunaktu. We chant at the beginning where it says, I think those who maybe have, don't know the meaning, Sahanavavatu means may we exert together, may we move together on this path. Sahanav Bhunaktu means may we enjoy the spiritual journey together. Sahaviryam Karvavahai, may our efforts in this direction remain consistent. That's mostly for student, but student and teacher chant together. Tejasvi Navadhita Mastu, may my intellect be sharp when I am studying from the teacher. And Ma Vidvishavahai, may we not misunderstand each other. Om Shanti Shanti. So that's why we always chant Sahanava Vatu. And then also it says to protect the teacher and the student. When we talk about misunderstanding, it is like a teacher may give more time to one student and less time to another. And the student feels, why is this teacher giving more time to that student and not to me? It is like you go to the emergency room and a guy comes with multiple fractures and you have a little cut, you know, a laceration. So the guy with multiple fracture, the doctor may spend an hour with him. And the one with a cut, he'll put a band-aid, put a couple of stitches and go. You say, a doctor is so unfair, you know, to that patient. He gave 1 hour, he only gave 2 minutes. It's what you need. Similarly, the teacher gives each student what he needs. In Shankaracharya Ji's case, he had 4 great shishyas. And each one of us, them, he gave what they needed, like Mandan Mishra, the first one who became Sureshwaracharya ji. He defeated him in an argument, and the condition was that the loser has to become Shishya. In the case of Hastamalaka, the second one who came, he was till age 13 not even talking, and his parents thought he was dumb. And when he came, Shankaracharya ji recognized. He asked him, "Who are you?" And this 13-year-old boy says, "I am that Supreme Brahman. I am not this body. I am not the mind." So Shankaracharya ji says he doesn't need any teaching. He is already there. The truth is as clear to him as a fruit in his hand. So he just took him as a Shishya. Then the third one, Padmapada, he was a great bhakta of Sri Shankaracharya, but did not have the right knowledge in the beginning. He was a great devotee, and Shankaracharya ji explained to him Advaita philosophy 3 times. And then he became such a great scholar that he wrote commentaries. He and Sureshwaracharya ji wrote commentaries on that. And then the last one, Giri, who was a great devotee of Bhagwan Shankaracharya, but did not have any knowledge, but he always served his guru faithfully, washed his clothes, make sure he was fed, slept outside his room in case guru needs me. And him, Shankaracharya ji realized his devotion and transferred the knowledge directly to him. So the point is that he says, protect the guru and the teacher so that the knowledge may be. And that he says, so the main thing I have to remove is not the doer, but the ego that thinks I am the doer. So that is the one, that is the clear understanding that I should annihilate my ego. And that is the real protection of the Shishya. Then he says, Ava Paschatat. Paschatat means from the west. So, or Paschat means also from behind. So if the devotee is facing east and west, east, then the west becomes back. And then Ava Purastat. Purastat means east or means the front. Ava Uttaratat means from the north. And Ava Dakshinatat, protect me from the south. So 8 directions, east, west, north, south, northeast, northwest, southeast, southwest. And then Ava Cha Urdhvatat means from the top. So the 9th is the top. And Ava Adharatat means protect me from the bottom. Wow. So all 10 directions. Please protect me. Sarvato mam pahi pahi samantat. Sarvataha means from all directions. Mam, O Lord, me, pahi pahi, please be compassionate upon me. Protect me samantat in all directions. Because last week we had studied that Ganpati Bhagwan is the head of the Vasus. And the Vasus are the 8 Vasus who are the lord of each direction. And Ganpati is the lord of that. So, O Bhagwan Ganpati, please protect me from all directions, because problems, they come from everywhere. That also in Laghu Nyasam, when we do that, he does this Om Bhurbhuvasvaromiti Dibbandaha. So, when he chants that, what he means is, may I close all the directions, just as in your house, before you go to sleep, you close all the doors and make sure they are locked, make sure the alarm is on. So same way, protect me from all directions. Talking about a door closed, this man tells his wife, you know, I'd rather be in jail. So she says, you want to be in jail? Why? He says, because in jail, nobody will wake me up in the middle of the night and tell me to go check if the back door is locked. So he said, I'm better off there. So he says, O Bhagavan Ganpati, Sarvato Mam Pahi Pahi Samanta. So protect me from all directions because you are the Lord of all directions. Next, do we just want to chant since everybody chanted already? You want somebody to repeat? Sharad, you have the book? Or Pallavi?
Yes.
Okay, you can chant. Tvam vaṃ mayas tvam chinmayah.
Tvam vaṃ mayas tvam chinmayah.
Tvam ānanda mayas tvam brahmamayah.
Tvam ānamandyas tvam brahmayah.
Tvam sachidānandva dvitiyosi.
Tvam sachidānanda dvitiyosi.
Tvam pratyaksham brahmasi.
Tvam pratyaksham brahmasi.
Tvam jnānamayo vijñānamayosi.
Tvam jnānamayo vijñānamayosi.
Yeah, thank you. So now again, having asked for protection, he is now again telling us the qualities of
nature of
Ganpati, the qualities of Ganpati. So he says, Tvam, Tvam, Vangamayas, Tvam, Chinmaya. So what is Vangmaya? Vangmaya means you are the Lord of speech. So here he's talking about the Nirguna aspect of Bhagwan Ganpati. So what is Vangmaya? Vangmaya means you are the Lord of speech. What does that mean? What it means is you are the essence of speech. Because what is speech? It is vibrations. You know, vibrations in the vocal cord. And even any speech arising, say, from a drum or from a trumpet, it is from vibrational energy. So you are the vibrational energy from which all sounds arise. Every sound that arises comes from you. You are the speech. You are the Lord of speech. Generally, we say Saraswati Ji is the Lord of speech. But here he says you are also the worshipped as the Lord of speech. And another meaning is that all words are you. He says, how can all words be Bhagwan? Bhagwan, some words are good. Some words are bad, you know, which we shouldn't say. How can you say all words are Bhagwan? He says these good and bad are given by us. So like the word chora, you know, chora means thief in Hindi, but in Malayalam, it means boiled rice. So it is the meaning we have given it. Or like the word Ashanti. Ashanti means lack of peace. You know, we name our daughter Shanti, or we name our son Prashant. We say Ashanti means lack of peace, but in Swahili, Asha is a king. So Ashanti is the kingliness, royalty. So the words can have different meaning, but ultimately all sounds are that Bhagwan Ganapati alone. And then it is said that in the 17th chapter, Bhagwan says, what is Vangmaya Tapaha? So he says, may I always have Vangmaya Tapaha? May my speech be with austerity. And there in the 17th chapter, Bhagwan says, Anudvega Karam Vakyam Satyam Priyahitam Chatat Swadhyaya Vyasanam Chaiva Vangmaya Tapa Uchyate. What is Vangmaya Tapa? Anudvega Karam Vakyam. My speech should not create agitation or disturbance. And then Satyam Priyam Hitam Chacha. May it be truthful. May it be Priya means may it be nice. Everybody may like it. And may it be Hitam. May it be beneficial to all. And what is the other tapa of speech? Swadhyayas, proper study and practice. That is called Vangmaya Tapa. So he says, O Bhagwan Ganpati, May my speech have all these qualities. May it be pleasing. May it not disturb. And so on. And next he says, Tvam Chinmaya. Chinmaya, they say, well, Swami Chinmaya Nanda. But here, what it means is Chitmaya. Chitmaya, because of Sandhi rule, becomes Chinmaya. So Chit means consciousness. You know, Sat, Chit, Anand, we say. So Chit is consciousness, and may that consciousness which you are, may it enliven me and lead me in the right direction, because you are the source of all knowledge. You are the source of all accomplishments. And through you, may I get that awareness. That's why Bhagavan Ganpati is said to be with Siddhi and Buddhi. You know, they say they are his two wives. That's what it is said, but actually what it means is Siddhi and Buddhi are his accomplishments. They are always with him. So what is Siddhi? Siddhi is success. Siddhi is success. And Riddhi, which is the other one, is Buddhi. So may I have the right knowledge and may I have success. So that is called Ganpati, that when I remember Lord, I remember his two, they call them as wives or consorts, but they are his accomplishments and they are always with him. So when I chant Bhagwan Ganpati's name, I also get that. I get the knowledge and I get success. And then he says, Tvam Anandamaya, you are of the nature of Ananda.
Yes.
And if you look at our gods, do you ever see them unhappy? Look at Sri Ram, always peaceful. Lord Shiva sitting peacefully. Lord Sri Krishna, always happy, yes, always smiling. That's why even when Arjuna was crying, he said, Prahasanniva Bharata. He was smiling. He said, you know, why are you crying? And then he starts, Ashochyanan Vashochastvam. And look at Bhagwan Sri Krishna's life. At birth, separated from his parents. At 3 months, he fought his first demon, Putana. And then from 3 months to 11 years, constantly one demon after another, horse and this, and all kind of demons he has to fight. And then at age 11, he had to destroy his uncle Kansa, who was evil. And then his own, Yadu dynasty, they were fighting with each other. And by the end, they all destroyed each other. And then he was attacked 17 times by Jarasandh, who was Kansa's father-in-law. And finally, he settled in Dwarka. But every once in a while, Pandavas call, oh, Krishna, please come help. And flying from Dwarka to Hastinapur, he got so many frequent flyer miles because constantly he's running back and forth. And never in his 125 years, he could say, oh, my life is now peaceful. 16,000 wives he had. We have problem with handling one spouse. But never he complained. So that is Anandamaya. So he says, oh, you Lord, you are the Anandamaya, and may I go through my variable experiences in life with joy and peace. May my life, joy, life will have, you know, ups and downs, but internally, may I have the Anand. Externally, yes, sometimes problems will come, but the inner joy only will come when I remember Lord Ganpati. And he says, the devotee says that I can only give joy if I have joy. If I am miserable, if I am unhappy, and if I am all the time complaining, then whoever comes to me, I cannot share joy. So like they ask somebody, how are you this morning? And everybody says, fine. But suppose one person says, how are you this morning? He says, I'm so glad you asked. I got up this morning, my coffee was cold, my eggs were runny, my toast was burnt, and then I went on the road and there was a traffic jam. I got late and my boss Sare yaar, why did I ask this person? And nobody ever will ask you, how are you after that? So it says to give joy, I must be joyful myself. So you are the source of all joy, Anandamaya, and Tvam Brahmamaya. Brahmamaya means that Supreme Brahman, that infinite consciousness is you, and you are infinite. You are of the nature of Brahman, and you are that. And by remembering you, I also realize my supreme nature as Brahman. And that is called Brahmamaya. You are that supreme Brahman who has manifested in the form of Ganapati. Then he says, Tvam Sachidananda Advitiyosi. Sachidananda. We'll talk about that, and then we'll talk about Advitiya. So Sat, Chit, and Anand are the three indicators of that supreme consciousness, Brahman. Cannot be described in words, but Sat, Chit, and Anand are his Swaroop. Yes. And they are all together. They are his Lakshanas. They are his indicators of that Brahman, that consciousness. So Sat means existence. And Chit means consciousness. So we all exist, right? So what is the proof of my existence? Proof of my existence is I am. If I am, I exist. I exist, therefore I am. And then I know that I exist. So one is I exist. Second is I know that I exist. You don't have to get up in the morning and look in the mirror and say, do I exist or not? No, I know the fact that I am awake, I exist. Or in a dark room, if somebody asks me, are you there? I say, wait a minute, I need to put on the light to see I am there. No, I know I am there. So Sat and Chit are intrinsic, they are there. But Anand can only happen when I am infinite. See, they say, na alpe sukham asti bhumai va sukham. So the Upanishad says that a limited can never be happy. If I think I am finite, if I think I am limited, then I will always have problems. I have this problem, that problem. And as long as I have the idea that I am this body, mind, and intellect, I will always have problems. So the way to get out of problem is to realize that I am that Supreme Brahman and I am that consciousness. Then only life will be happy. Otherwise, you will always be complaining, ye theek nahi hai, wo theek nahi hai, this problem I have, that problem I have. Remember, I am that Supreme Self who at this moment is occupying this body, and its body has its problems. It will have, you know, everybody has problems. Mind has problems. Intellect has problems. Yesterday in the Gita chanting also, Bhagavan says, Matra sparshastu kaunteya shitoshna sukha dukha daha. So agama apaino anityaha tanstitik shasva bharata. Oh, Arjuna, have titiksha, because things of the body, mind, and intellect will come and go. So that Sat Chit Anand, that infinite consciousness, you are. That Sat means ever existing, Chit means all knowing. So Bhagavan Ganpati is ever existing in the past, present and future, is all-knowing consciousness, is the illuminator of my BMI, that consciousness which illumines and which is of the nature of abundant joy, that I am and that you are. You are the source of everything.
Changeless.
And you are the changeless consciousness, that which is eternal, unchanging consciousness that you are. Then he says, Tvam Advitiyasi, means you are non-dual Brahman. So we say, well, not how can it be non-dual? There's Ganpati and there's me and or all these beings. So he says that only when I understand that not only Ganpati is non-dual, I am also non-dual. I am that non-dual self. Because whenever there is two, there is fear. Dvayat bhayam asti, right? I'm only afraid of somebody else. I'm not afraid of myself. That's why people say I'm afraid to live alone. Why? Because how about if somebody comes? Even so, the fear comes from another. But when you understand that I am that one consciousness, and that is when the fear will go away. But what happens is we always have this identity crisis. Who am I? What am I doing on this earth? Why am I here? So rishis in their wisdom have solved this identity crisis for us by telling us that that consciousness you are, that infinite self you are, and you do not need to look for joy in small, small things. See what happens to us throughout the day. We find 3-4 things that make us happy and then we put them together. And when somebody says, how was your day? He says, yeah, theek tha, it was good. You know, this thing happened, but, you know, I don't have that. I don't have this. So when you understand that I am complete and I, my true identity, that is what this is telling us, that that supreme being is your true nature. Ganpati is not somebody outside, but my own self. And that once you understand, once you wake up to that truth, then you don't complain. Then you don't say, why is it only happening to me? Why am I having all the problems? Actually, there is no problem. You know, somebody says, oh, you know, this life I have problem. Maybe next life it will be better. And some people even commit suicide. So thinking that in the next life, I will get problem, you know, my life will be free of problem. That's why in Urdu, they call it khudkushi. That means I give up myself to be happy in the future. But the only way to be happy is to understand that I am that nature of happiness and I am that limitless Brahman. And that is what it says. Tvam pratyaksham brahmasi. Pratyaksham means manifest Brahman. And what it means is that the Brahman is free of all defects. So like in the elements, there are 5 elements, right? Air, fire, water, earth, and space. Now, earth can be contaminated. You know, you can put dirt on the earth. Water can be contaminated. Air can be contaminated. But space can never be contaminated. No matter how much dirt you throw in the air can be contaminated, but space is not. But that consciousness, which is Ganpati, is even subtler than space. Even space is illumined by that consciousness. So when he says, Tvam Pratyaksham Brahmasi, means you are that supreme consciousness who is illumining all the other 5 elements, and you are limitless, you are infinite, and that understanding I should have. And it can never be negated, never be modified, never be changed, and never be affected by what is happening. So the way to go beyond sorrow is to understand that I am that Brahman. And that what he says, Tvam jnana mayo vijnana mayo asi. You are of the nature of jnanam and you are the nature of vijnanam. So what is jnanamaya and what is vijnanamaya? So Guruji in his commentary has given various meanings of jnanamaya and vijnanamaya. So one meaning is that jnana means knowledge and vijnana means experience. So like I know that fire is hot, right? Our parents tell us, you know, beta, be very careful. Don't put your hand in fire. But then Diwali comes. And so what do we do? You know, we take a stick and light the cracker from far away. Say, why long stick? Let me take a shorter stick. So next pataka, we go take a short stick. And the third one is, I don't need stick. I light it in my hand and throw it. You know, this bomb, boom, it explodes. And one of the time, the wick is short and it explodes in my hand. Ah, my hand is burned. And then I understand, okay, that is vijnana. First, teacher, parents had told us fire is hot. But then when I experience it, that is vijnana. Also, Guruji says, jnana is material knowledge and vijnana is spiritual knowledge. So what the teacher has said, when it becomes my own experience, and then I have clarity and clear understanding of what this knowledge is. So he says, O Ganpati, you are the essence of speech. You are Sat, Chit, Anand, and pure, infinite, unconditioned joy you are. And I should, what they say, develop identity with that. So it's not only mechanically chanting Ganpati Atharva Shirsha, but may the qualities of Lord Ganpati come within me so I realize my infinite nature. Because Brahman is only one. All this world is an illusion. There is only one Brahman, and that is my true nature, and that is my true identity. So then I become happy. Otherwise, if I always think there is another, then, you know, when that person is nice to me, then things will be fine. When that person is not nice to me, then things are bad. And then I scratch your back and you scratch my back. So all these limited joys we look for when we see dual. So that's what he says. Tvam Sachidanand Advitiyosi. You are the non-dual Brahman. And O Lord, please protect me. Please protect me from all sides and protect my knowledge so that I may not lose this knowledge. So we'll end here. We have about 10 minutes. If anybody has any questions.
There's another meaning Swamiji gave. Samanya Gyanam and Vishesh Gyanam.
Yeah.
The Dhyan is Samanya Gyanam, knowledge of everything. And then
Vishesha, that is special knowledge.
Special knowledge, yeah. Spiritual.
So yeah, again, so this, what do you call it?
Everybody can read it.
Dhyana, Maya and Vijnana. If everybody has the book, they should read this this commentary by Guruji, where he has in brief summarized, but given very well each paragraph, one paragraph per word, very nicely about this, Ganpati's nature. I don't know if they have any other points. I think pretty much we have covered these two shlokas where we see so far the formless aspect of Ganpati. And then next week, we'll see how this world emerges from Ganpati, is sustained and merges back into him. And then what are the further qualities of Bhagwan Ganpati, how he is bina, beyond gunas, beyond three avasthas and souls. So any questions, any comments?
I have a question, Anil. What is meaning you are the one without a second? The Sachidananda Dvitiyo.
Advitiyasi. So yeah. What happens is that we think that God and I are separate. You know, that God is in Vaikuntha or he's in Kailash. And the moment you think you are separated, then your spiritual sadhana is incomplete. Because God is, last week we had studied, Tvam Atmasi Nityam. You are my eternal Atma. So Vedanta believes in Advaitam, that there are no two, there is only one. Because if there are two, then God is not all-pervading.
There cannot be two infinite.
There cannot be two infinite. When God is infinite, means God is everywhere, all-pervading. So Advaita is the basic principle of Vedanta, that there are no two. There is only one consciousness, pervading this entire universe, and whatever has we see name and form are just temporary appearance upon that supreme reality. Just as there is one mud, but pot, plate, saucer are just name and form manifestations of mud. There is one gold, but necklace, bracelet are name and form appearances upon that gold. Gold is unmodified. Even when the necklace is melted and made into a bracelet, the gold remains the same. When the pot breaks, the mud remains the same in that example. So similarly, there is only one non-dual Brahman, which this whole universe is a manifestation of that. And the name and form we see are illusory manifestations or temporary manifestation. Just as on mud, there is a temporary pot. When the pot breaks, it goes back into mud. And in the path of bhakti, it is that my Bhagwan alone is appearing as all these. In the path of knowledge, it is I am that one Brahman appearing as all these. I means not I as Sujata or Anil, but I as that Atma, that consciousness.
True nature.
So that my true nature is. So that is non-dual. That's what the basic principle of Vedanta is, that Bhagwan is not separate from us. So in the path of bhakti, you start with, yes, Bhagwan is separate and I am worshipping him. But ultimately, you see my Bhagwan Shri Krishna in everybody. So that also takes you to that same goal of oneness, that there is only one reality appearing as many. Then I do not have raga, dvesha. I do not have likes and dislikes. Because everything is my Lord alone.
Manu and Shatrupa's story, Swamiji.
Yeah, then Swamiji gives the story of Manu and Shatrupa. When they ask Bhagwan Vishnu to appear as, they say, please appear. He says, we want a son like you. They ask him. So Bhagwan says, there's nobody like me. If you want as a son like me, I have to come. Because there is nobody like him. So like that.
There cannot be two infinite.
There cannot be two infinite. There is only one infinite. And that is that Brahman. And everything is appearance upon that. So that is Advaitam.
One without.
Sir. Is that clear?
Yeah, but I think the qualities of Ganpati, the sentence was, you are, meaning the quality of Ganpati, you are Satchit Anand, and then you are the one without a second. So sounded, but now I know, I did understand it, that your Atman consciousness quality is also Satchit Anand. So it's different than what you describe being quality of Ganpati or any other god, as a matter of fact.
True. No, see, the one is the visible nature, and one is the essence. So yes, Shri Krishna Bhagwan has a name and form, plays the flute and does all his leelas. Shri Ram. So those are manifestations of that one supreme reality which appeared for a particular purpose at a particular time. In Treta Yuga, Sri Ram came. In Dwapar Yuga, Sri Krishna came. And then Lord Shiva, you look at, or Mother Saraswati or Mother Lakshmi. We see those name and form, but they are actually one consciousness manifesting as all these. And they know that. See, Lord Shiva knows. When somebody asks Lord Shiva, whom do you, Parvati ji asks him, whom do you meditate on? He says, I meditate on myself. Because he knew that I am that, he knows, not knew, he knows that I am that supreme reality. So you and I, as devotees of Lord, have to develop that oneness with God, that I am not separate from him. That is the idea, Advitiya, non-dual Brahman. Yeah, Lata, you have a question?
Yeah, on the same line, the next line says, Tvam Pratyaksham Brahmasi, that you are self-evident Brahman reality.
Yes.
What is self-evidence about that for me?
Yeah.
I'm trying to understand.
Last week, we had covered that, but I'll just go over again. Pratyaksha means this Rishi, when he was chanting, he could see Bhagwan Ganpati right in front of him.
Oh, okay.
So that's what he says. Even though that Brahman is invisible, is all pervading, it is the substratum, but I see you directly. So these come out of the Rishi's mouth. But what it means is that even though we think Ganpati is invisible, but everything is that. When I see, for a Ganpati devotee, everybody is Ganpati. Everything is that. For a Krishna devotee, says, I see Bhagwan Krishna in everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that is the understanding. Pratyaksha means whatever I see is your manifestation, even this mountain, this air, this space, fire, water, all these house, everything is that Ganpati alone, that Brahman alone manifesting. And within me also, my true nature is that. So Ganpati is not something which I think he's some, you know, there is Pratyaksha Praman, Anuman Praman, and then there is, aparokshanubhuti. So you are that which I have been meditating on, who is in front of me and who is my true nature. So Ganpati is not hidden, he is manifest. So that is in front of me.
By the way,
existing reality.
My grandson would say fountain pen. I don't know what is fountain pen. I think he has to see Pratyaksha.
Right, exactly.
To understand what is fountain pen.
True. Yeah, so see in front of the eyes. Thank you. Anything else? Sharad, you have anything to add?
No, thank you for all the information. It was very beautiful. Yeah, thank you. I especially like the portion where you talked about protecting the ego of the self, the small self. So thank you.
Avatumam, that's very important. Protect me from my ego, from my sense of limitation, sense of
One quick one. The number three, Purastat, that is
the west.
That is in front of me. So that is east, right?
Purastat. Yeah, Purastat is east and also in front, yes. And Paschatat is behind and west.
West, okay. So there is a little mistake in the book there.
Yeah, no, I think it is. That's what Guruji has written. Paschatat.
No, it says, Ava Paschatat, please protect me from behind, east.
Yeah, no, Paschat, yes, west. Yeah, it's from the west.
Paschim
is west. Yeah. And then there's a little joke also. They chant, Ava Paschatat means protect us from Western influences. You know, may Western influences not come.
Paschatat ko east likha, Purastat ko west likha.
Yeah, I think Paschatat is west and Pura is east.
Okay, thank you.
Print.
Yeah,
Puri. Okay, we can end. And the next week we'll continue. Thank you everybody for listening. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om. Thank you. Hari Om.